up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh man, here we go again. Time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Back for another week. Things are warming up here in northern Minnesota. It's a good week to play some great old-time records. Well, all right, I'll admit it, every week is a good week to play some old-time records, but it's better when it's not 35 below zero. So there. I have nothing else to say to get started. Are you ready? Ah, lack of organization. Is this the Green Weenie Polka that I'm about to play? Hang on here. That's what it says. Is there... It says it's the Green Weenie Polka. Is that how you spell weenie? W-I-E-N-I-E. I don't know that that's... Because, see, what I'm worried is it's something in Polish that's pronounced different, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's the Pavlovic and Repos Orchestra, and we're starting out with something I think is called the Green Weenie Polka. There you go, the Pavlovic and Repos Orchestra there, and that is the Green Weenie Polka. I know because I looked it up, and that is definitely an acceptable way of spelling weenie, and I can't figure out that it's anything else. So anyway, there you go. And another show is off and rolling just like that. Started out with a little controversy. I don't know. Man, oh man, I am pleased with the weather here in northern Minnesota so far this week. Well, it started out a little rough, and it's been, you know, like 30, 35 below for the last 2 weeks. And it's like 11 degrees right now, above zero, for Pete's sake. So I am digging that. And they're talking 30s here in the next few days. And rain is in the forecast. What the what is that? And, of course, we've all heard on the news about all the mess down in Texas. And my heart goes out to the Texas folks that are without power and water and all that kind of stuff. You'll make it through. You'll survive. Because, you know, even though we're tough up here in Minnesota, you're Texans, for Pete's sake. You're going to get through this, and everything will be fine after a while. So just hang in there. The weather system will move on. By the time you hear this, it's probably already moved on. And it'll be good. And then you'll be able to tell people about the great winter storm of 21, which will be really cool after the years change over to like 2107. And you'll be able to say, I remember back when I was just a kid, it was a great winter storm of 21. Everybody will be impressed. Anyway, let's play some more songs before I try to do another ridiculous sounding impression. Here's an oldie. They're all oldies because they're all on records. Here's Joe Rock and the orchestra. Here's the Sunbeam Polka. Joe Rock and the orchestra. That's the Sunbeam Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Every time I play that, Sunbeam, are they talking about those little cars or those mixers in your kitchen? Because they were both Sunbeam. Were they the same company? Remember those little Sunbeam cars? And then, there was the mixers and the kitchen stuff. And now I'm wondering if they were the same company. It's just hard to imagine. Although I guess if you make a little mixer and you make a little tiny car, it could be the same motor. I don't know. I got a great Hank Thunander album here, and I'm not sure this one's ever made it to the show before. I always like my Hank Thunander records. They're like in my top 10 of records. Here's Hank with the great ones called The Big Deal Polka. Thank you. There you go, Mr. Thunander. That's Hank to you. That's the Big Deal Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for a minute or two, shall we? And, you know, you might want to stop by. Maybe not today. I don't know, when the weather's nicer. There in Superior, Wisconsin, you know. Wisconsin. Get all the syllables in next time. Where they have gathered up an awful lot of accordions and jammed them into one building. Like 1,400 of those suckers, and it's really quite a sight to see. And if you're an accordion buff, man, oh man, if you're an accordion collector or player, man, you need to look at that stuff. But they have other things, you know, the concert hall. They have the gift shop, of course. They have the repair and technician school for you learn how to fix accordions, you know. And, yeah, they'll have an activity of events, I'm sure, as we get into the spring and summer months. Visit them online, because you can find out a lot more than I can tell you about with just one quick visit on the interwebs there. worldofaccordions.org is all you got to type into your internet gizmo there and find out more. Maybe you're going to be up in the area here in the next few months or whatever the case might be. You'll want to be paying them a visit, because if you don't, you'll get home and realize, oh, darn it, we missed the World of Accordions Museum. And that would be a drag. So check them out online and adjust your schedule accordingly. worldofaccordions.org. All right. Let's see. Will Glahe and the orchestra. Everybody knows when you say Will Glahe and the orchestra that you're going to hear the Lichtensteiner Polka. Don't you? Because they must have sold like a billion of those records. But I'm not going to play that. I actually have the Polka Hits EP. That's an extended play 45. They put two songs on each side of the record. And, of course, the Lichtensteiner Polka is the first song on side one. But if you flip it over, you get their version of the Beer Barrel Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Will Glahe there, and the orchestra, and the Beer Barrel Polka, instead of their usual Lichtensteiner Polka that Joey's here. I don't know, play that record. I see people twirling. I see ladies twirling in my mind with, skirts that fly out to the side, and they're spinning around. I don't know, that's what I see in my mind anyway. I do not see that in my mind when I play this one, though. Why did I get married anyway? Here's the Deutschmeisters. There you go, the Deutschmeisters there, and why did I get married? Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, the question that is asked by everybody, and there is no answer. Now, in my estimation, that if you were going to do a record called the Quack Quack Polka, there should be quacking in it, right? I don't think there is. Tony Omerzo and his polka band, this is the Quack Quack Polka. Thank you. no quacking, but it's the Quack Quack Polka. It's Tony Amerzo and his polka band here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget now. I think I say that every week. Don't forget now. And apparently some of you do. If you have a request or a dedication, question or comment, or you just want to call up and sing at us, I don't care. There are many ways to get in touch with us if you have a request or whatever. You can call or text, if you can believe that, to area code 218-259-2985. It's call or text, so you can leave a voice message. You know, like, hi, play a record for me. And then you have to tell us what record. You know, I'm not saying it's not going to play a random record. And, yeah, you could do that. Or you could text. See, if you're too chicken to leave a voice message, I don't want to be in some recorder. You can send a text message that says, play a record for me. Be sure to tell me what record. Or it could be anyone. You'd never know. 218-259-2985. Or shoot us an email at oompahour@aol.com. Or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways can get a message to us. So I can tell you that this next record is a request for somebody who requested a record. And they weren't specific. They just said, play a song for me. So if you're that guy, here's Johnny Pecan and Polka Magic doing the Polka Magic Polka. And that is the Polka Magic Polka, Johnny Pecan and Polka Magic. It's like, how many times can you say polka and magic in one record introduction anyway, huh? Here's a group called the City Side Band. It's the Dance With Me Polka.
Tell you I love you, I'd like to hold you near. It's been so long since I held you and whispered in your ear. Dance with me, kiss me tender, let's twirl around the floor. Kiss me so you'll remember nights that we danced before. And when the dance is over, that you hold me. I see love in your eyes. For you, I'll give my love only. Don't ever say goodbye. So you'll remember nights that we danced before. And when the dance is over, please dear, don't go away. Tell me there is no other. Tell me you're mine today.
Have it there. That's the City Side Band. That's the Dance With Me Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, thanks for tuning in for another week, because this big mess happens every week, so it's always good to have witnesses. Now, do you feel like living on the edge? Do you feel like pushing the envelope or the envelope, depending what side of the river you live on? You want to live on the edge? You want to take a chance? A little risk? Take a gamble? I have a 45 here of the Tomcat Polka, Don Peachy and the Orchestra. I love Don Peachy and the Orchestra. I love this record and I want to play this record. And I probably have several other copies of this record laying around somewhere. And I probably even have it on a Don Peachy album somewhere. But here's the deal. I've got the record on the turntable, but it says on the record, in green magic marker, in my handwriting, skips bad. It does. It says the record skips bad. Have you ever played a record that skipped good? I mean, come on. And so while you were listening to the City Side Band, I was testing this Don Peachy record to see if it really skips bad. And I kind of tested, you know, in various spots on the record, listening to it in my headphones, and I didn't hear it skip anywhere. And I thought, well, maybe it doesn't skip anymore, because it apparently fixed itself sitting on the shelf. Or maybe this is a different turntable than I played it on before and it's not quite so picky. Or maybe just the polka record gods are smiling down upon me and they're going to let this Don Peachy record play all the way through. I really have no idea. But do you want to try it? Are you feeling a little gutsy today? Let's do it. The record says skips bad in green marker right on the label and I'm going to play it anyway. What kind of a maniac am I? And if it does skip real bad, you know, like 6 times in a row or something, I'll stop the record. But let's try it. Here's Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Here's the Tomcat Polka, I hope. Thank you. Gonna make it through. She's going to heck in a handbasket there. Man, we're down to like the last 20 seconds of the record, and oh, so true. The label is correct. My previous magic marker where it says skips bad. I was not kidding. But you know, I can't throw the record away. The other side's probably fine. Darn it anyway. Somewhere I've got another copy of this record, I'm sure, and it might even be on an album. But there was most of the Tomcat Polka by Don Peachy and the orchestra here on Tim Zumfa Hour. And the Ampelaires are over here on turntable number one with the Lucky Seven Polka. It's the Ampelaires Orchestra, and this is Tim Zumfa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You just kind of caught yourself right in the middle of this whole big deal, didn't you? Huh? Ah, you know what it's time for? It's time for a waltz, because we do one in every show, at least. Sometimes we do two, not very often, because they're slow, man. That's why they're waltzes. And I haven't played this record for a long, long time, but it's a good waltz. Chet Zablocki with the Commander's Orchestra, And this is simply called Beautiful Eyes.
Beautiful, beautiful eyes, eyes that are bluer than skies, eyes so laughing and gay, I think of you all through the day, then when I lie down to sleep, into my dream world you
kind of a worn out fuzzy 45 there, but Jet Zablocki and the Commander's Orchestra, and a lovely little waltz for us there, Beautiful Eyes, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Glad you're with us doing whatever it is you want to call this, because it's a pretty good time every week. So glad you stumbled upon us or tuned in on purpose. Can you imagine some people would do that? Let's do one from the California Connection. Why would it not be the California Polka?
Yeah. Across a blazing desert sand, there's polka motion. So come on out, take a chance. We're the people of romance, and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance. We're the people of romance, and they dance to the California polka. California, here I come. California, here I
Olay! California Polka, the California Connection. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Trying to decide what I want to do next here. I'm looking at the clock thinking, we don't do the commercial yet. But I got to remember to end the show at the end of the show this week because I just about didn't last week. Let's do a Jolly Stan Lee. Not the Stan Lee guy that came up with all the Marvel comics. Stuff. This is a different guy. Here's Jolly Stan Lee and the Chicago Polka All-Stars. Don't drink my beer!
Even take my mother-in-law, please. So please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. You can have my Cadillac, drive it away, don't bring it back. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. You can have my money, even have my honey. You can have my bank account, go ahead, take any amount. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer. Even have my honey. You can take my diamond ring, even take the song I sing. Please, oh please, oh please, oh please, don't drink my beer.
A Jolly Stan Lee there with the Chicago Polka All-Stars, and apparently he would prefer you do not drink his beer. You know, that is not that different than the old rock and roll song. It was Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes, because he was the same kind of deal. You know, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. You can do anything you want, but don't step on my blue suede shoes. Same deal. Don't mess with the guy's beer, man. Speaking of messing with a guy's beer, got a Whoopi John beer song coming up in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty. Well, we had Stan Lee there telling us not to drink his beer, and we had the beer barrel polka earlier in the show. Did we have anything else about beer? I don't know, but here's Whoopi John.
Your mustache with me. Peanuts and pretzels are free. If you are fond of an old-fashioned spot, I'll take you out where you'd like it a lot. Come with your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on, let's be merry. Come with your mustache with me. Come with your mustache with me.
John there, come wet your mustache with me here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's toss in a little Frankie Yankovic, shall we? There's the Top of the Hill Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. Mr. Yankovic there, Top of the Hill Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says we are just about out of time, but if I quit diddling around here and push that button, we could sneak in a quick Myron Florin shot-ish. What you call the shave and a haircut, two bits ending. There's Myron Florin with orchestra. And you know as well as I know that that orchestra was Lawrence Welk's group, didn't you? Huh? Obviously. Well, I guess that's going to put the lid on it for another week. Yeah, better wrap this sucker up. There's definitely not room to get another song in here. But have no fear, because there's plenty of records. We'll be back next week and spin another stack for you. So glad you're able to hang out with us this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications. Musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I shall return next week. More records to play. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.